restaurant menu prices are easing. There's a new partnership between two delivery-focused fast casuals. And just what is the Keith Lee effect? Welcome to RB Daily, a quick look at the industry's top stories from the editors of Restaurant Business. I'm RB Managing Editor Heather Lally.
And I'm RB Senior Editor Joe Guskowski. Restaurant menu prices are easing, but remain more expensive than grocery prices. Food away from home prices increased 0.1% last month and 4.5% over the past year, according to federal data released on Tuesday. By comparison, overall inflation is up 3.2% over the past year, and grocery prices are up 1% over that same period. Casual dining prices are up 3.8% over that time, while limited service prices are up 5.2%. Still, the numbers show that restaurant menu price increases are subsiding after 3 years of unprecedented industry inflation.
A pair of delivery-focused fast casuals are combining forces. Hungry House, a multi-brand restaurant ghost kitchen hybrid with two outlets in New York City, is merging with Megabyte, a digital restaurant group based in Lima and Mexico City, to create a new entity called Byte Labs. Together, they'll account for 13 locations in three countries and $6 million in combined annual revenue. The company is comparing itself to fast casuals like Sweetgreen and Shake Shack, but with multiple brands under one roof. Its next goal, expansion.
It has been dubbed the Keith Lee effect, but the nuclear blast of a social media review from a celebrity influencer now goes way beyond Lee and his family, and that impact is real. Ask Alfred Asatrin, who founded the tiny Easy Street Burger in Los Angeles, where the wait can be up to 45 minutes because of traffic driven by posts from influencers like How Kev Eats, Jack's Dining Room, and even Lee himself. Lee also visited the Puttery in Texas last November on a Tuesday and was one of five customers that day. After he posted, there were lines around the building for banana pudding. And owner Janelle Prater said she continues to see about 130 customers a day and up to 250 on weekends. But with that viral fame comes challenges. Read how operators are managing expectations at restaurantbusinessonline.com.
And that should do it for today's episode of RB Daily. I'm Heather Lally.
And I'm Joe Guskowski. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of RB Daily. Rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and subscribe.